Edition of Unfiltered, part of the Santa Murta Podcast Network. I'm Ben, and I'm your host here. If you're just tuning in for the first time, I write a weekly online column about real life in Santa Cruz, California, called The Weekly Dump. It's published every Thursday night over on www.santamurta.com. Go check it out if you're not familiar with it. So this week, I'm going to discuss something that will initially sound so off the wall, it'll make most heads spin. Or at the very least, it'll make most people laugh. But what I'm about to propose is entirely serious, although highly unlikely and improbable to happen for many reasons. But I've given this idea a lot of thought. What if I told you there's a way that the city of Santa Cruz could cut recidivist criminal behavior by 50% or more? What if I told you the city could save hundreds of thousands of dollars in wasted service calls? What if I told you that we could make a significant impact on improving public safety within the downtown corridor? Would you listen? Well, here you are. Turns out I think I found the magic pill here. It's been here all along. It's just in the wrong location. I'm talking about the county jail. The county jail is the number one contributor to recidivist crime in the city of Santa Cruz, along with their partners in crime, the county court system, and the county probation department. So back to my magic pill. It's going to be a tough pill to swallow. My proposal is to close the county jail in downtown Santa Cruz. Close it and build a new jail outside the city limits on county land somewhere. Get it out of the city, and all the things I previously mentioned start happening. Move the jail out of downtown, and when the county sheriff's department dumps their recidivists daily from everywhere but the city, they don't end up in the city. They end up somewhere else. Imagine that. Fewer recidivist calls for service, less money spent, and more services for other things. Imagine a bum-free downtown. It is possible. But this is what it'll take. We can do this. It won't be an easy sell. It'll be a lot of hard work to make something like this happen. We could talk about it, and that's how things get started. So that's what I'm doing now. I think we need to close and move the downtown jail out of downtown Santa Cruz. I think we would be amazed at what happens. So realistically, how can we even do this? Let's start with the money. How do you fund it? Any number of ways. The city of Monterey got a federal grant to build a new jail. Monterey actually received $44 million from the state of California and the federal government, specifically for new jail construction. There's a big press release from 2013 on Bill Monning's website with lots of details to that story. The county could put a bond measure, like a tax, on the ballot and let the voters decide. But I've said before, we need an effective showrunner here. Someone who could really sell this idea to the community. And since nobody stepped up, I'm filling in until someone else does. Here's why this idea makes fiscal sense, and that's arguably the most important reason. It will pay for itself in savings realized by a reduction in recidivist behavior. Less jail time, less service calls. Stop allowing the daily dumping of criminals from all over the county into our city streets. So the hardest part in all this won't be the funding. We can raise the money if we really wanted to. The hardest part, of course, will be selling it to the public. Public perception. People in Santa Cruz would freak out if they thought you wanted to, quote, build more jails, unquote. So don't sell it to them like that. We're not proposing building more jails. We're proposing building a better jail. We're trading them in. Modern, newer, spacious, safer jails. More progressive jails. But most importantly, a newer, better jail located outside the city limits. I know that's a small point, but it's actually a huge point. The current jail is old, overcrowded, and outdated. A new jail could also include expanded mental health and substance abuse treatment options while people are incarcerated. Getting treatment in jail might be the only way to effectively serve or rehabilitate someone who refuses inpatient treatment options on the outside. I keep saying we need a paradigm shift here. Here's your paradigm shift. So I need a refill. But while I'm gone, enjoy a little pitch. See you later.
Santa Mierda Podcast.
Okay, I'm back with my hot caffeinated beverage of choice. Usually a Pete's guy, but this week I'm doing some Santa Cruz coffee roasting free trade organic dark Sumatra. What a mouthful. And I'm a Chemex guy, by the way. Coffee purist. So at the last city council meeting, they tossed out the idea of some kind of citizens task force for something. Housing, rent control. It seemed a bit ambiguous, but they usually are. Talk is cheap. Talk is easy. Actually getting stuff done is hard. Just agreeing enough to get things done is hard. Think I'm overstating this? Have you seen a city council meeting? We've had 3 so far with this new group and basically gotten nothing done. Lots of talk. No action. Lots of bark. No bite. And the city manager and his staff know there's no better way to move something contentious off the public radar than sticking it in a task force study. The citizens' kind is even better. It lets the public focus on the issue away from the people that should be dealing with it. Then, when recommendations are made, the recommendations will have to be studied further by the council, or worse, a subcommittee of the council. Well, the better word to describe all this is they bury it. Maybe you've heard the old adage, your opinion, while interesting, is irrelevant. They should stamp this on the corner of the first packet of materials handed out at every citizen task force the city or county creates. It's the worst kind of pandering. It's basically a way of placating the community by getting them involved into thinking their opinion actually matters enough to result in some sort of actionable item that benefits the community in some purposeful, substantial, meaningful way. Good luck there.
Find another, you're never gonna find a better lover, me. Thank you.
Okay, another weekly dump related news. Well, I have to say it's been an especially violent week here, even by Santa Cruz standards. We had that double stabbing right on Pacific Avenue last Friday night. They finally caught the Dingleberry suspect, who was on the loose for a few days, seemingly having the time of his life around town. I saw him basically taunting both SCPD and the Sheriff's Department by posting comments on their Facebook pages while he's on the lam. Heard from a friend who witnessed the local SWAT team storming Camp Bernal the day after it happened. That seems like a logical place to look for him. At one point, SCPD even swarmed the Ma in Abbott Square, thinking he might be hiding in one of the bathrooms. But that was a case of mistaken identity. They finally caught up to him over by Winkle Park in Soquel days later. He's in county jail now, facing attempted murder charges. Or is it murder one? It's hard to get a straight answer here. I've read conflicting versions in the local news. And where's the chief? Has he ever met a TV camera he didn't like? So then on Wednesday, there was some kind of shooting in or stabbing incident where at least one person was confirmed dead and two others shot, possibly stabbed, over in Aptos, where I thought bad things don't happen. In this case, it sounded like it wasn't a random incident or robbery or home invasion. It sounded personal. All three people lived there. Sounds like it was just a tragic, isolated incident involving guns and most likely alcohol and or drugs. I also saw a local story on KION about how the head of the County Health Services Department was accusing local doctors of basically fraud, involving writing vaccination disclaimers for kids that should be exclaimed from mandatory vaccinations. This puts everyone at risk in the community. But he refuses to name the doctors. So is this true? Or is Arnie just blowing more hot air up the community's ass here? I mean, if doctors are breaking the law, name them, arrest them. Don't just give us some vague reference to this. I can't wait for this guy to retire. His useful expiration date passed a long time ago. And finally, a couple of friends were hanging out in Camp Bernal on Friday afternoon when you won't believe who just wanders by walking through the camp. It was the Mount Rushmore of blame and ownership here. We had Chief Mills, the mayor, Martine Watkins, Ryan Coonerty's assistant, because you know there was no way in hell he was going down there, and the namesake of the camp himself, City Manager Martine Bernal. It's as if they were wandering around looking for a photo op made a wrong turn. I've seen the video. It's unintentionally hilariously great. I'm still trying to get a copy. I guess they were down there seeing things for themselves. Can't feign ignorance now. We've seen you down there. You know how bad it is. So keep looking the other way, and I'll keep judging you for not doing shit here. And this happened the afternoon before that big rain and windstorm blew in here on Saturday night. All four of them are sleeping in their nice warm beds, while people in the human sty sleep in wet tents. How progressive and compassionate we are here. So don't forget, we've got some terrific live music happening in and around Santa Cruz this week. Here's a look at a few of those shows. And don't forget to support your local musicians in the local music scene. They play for you. Check them out. Show them some love.
Welcome to the Entertainment Report for February the 3rd. On Monday, February the 4th, we have Alex Lucero from 7 to 11 p.m. at the Sandbar in Capitola. Tuesday, Minaj at the Roadhouse Review from 6 until 9 up in Davenport. Wednesday, we have Catch a Fire at the Moe's at 9 p.m. And also we have Outside Track, one of the world's top Celtic acts, down at Michael's on Main at 7:30. Thursday, Sean Yanez at the Reef playing the Good Vibe Reggae, starts at 6:30. Friday, Hot Buttered Rum plus Blue Summit at Moe's Alley, and Pride and Joy at Flynn's. Saturday, The Green at the Catalyst, I believe will be a five-star show. And Sunday at Michael's on Main is Grateful Dead Sundays, and that's free. If you have suggestions, email entertainment@satamierda.com. That's it.
And that's it for me, too. That's going to do it for another edition of Unfiltered. Don't forget to check out the latest weekly dump, published every Thursday over on santamierda.com. And check out all of our podcasts on the Santa Mierda Podcast Network over on SoundCloud, including a very new Untreated podcast with Sharona. Thanks again for lending me your ears. We'll be back next week with more unfiltered news and views from Santa Cruz. And remember, you get what you're willing to tolerate. Adios.
One step at a time, don't be living on the line. I don't need a friend, I got more than all the mind. Sunshine in my brain, making everyone complain. Radio in the heart, don't be being so strange. Stick a losing it, baby, where have you been? Everybody says that you're moving again. I don't wanna be right, baby, every single line. I can tell you nothing. It's making me nervous, yeah.